Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Collaborative partnerships to co-create innovative data solutions is becoming a critical element of the insurance and reinsurance industry. I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine. I'm speaking today to Joe Stuhl, Executive Vice President, Broker Executive for Munich Re, and Lara Mowry, Global Head of Distribution for Guy Carpenter. And Joe, we're going to start with you today. What's the benefit of using standards for creating a data model?
I would say to back up a little bit, what is the problem that we're dealing with? And, my role of managing our broker relationships, to me, it's all about kind of building trust and engagement with the brokers. And so to do that, I try to put myself in their shoes and also the shoes of the client. And when you think about the ways that we have historically done our business together, it actually, the process itself creates a lot of stress on the relationships. And what I mean by that is the broker will work for many months putting together a submission with all this data, and they send it to the reinsurance market. And then we, in turn, are trying to manipulate this data to fit into our own pricing models. And this can take quite a bit of time and energy. And then most times we're going back to the broker with additional data requests, and we may have missing information or pieces of information that we need for our models. And the broker now has to go back to the client a lot of times and ask for additional data. So if you multiply this by the number of markets they're sending the submission to and having to go back and forth with the client, that just creates stress in and of itself. So it's just one point in the puzzle for how not having data standards kind of creates an inefficient process.
Joe, I would chime in there as well. It's such a good time right now to be having these conversations because the underlying technologies are moving forward. The acceptance and openness of reinsurers, brokers, other parties within the ecosystem have really started to focus in on how we make the process more efficient. As Joe said, all of us are spending so much time on data and the issues around getting the right pieces of information to the reinsurer, having conversations with the client around how they're categorizing their own information, making sure there's nothing lost in translation. Maybe a client is thinking about the data one way, we're translating it to the reinsurer in a slightly different way. And each group that is part of the transaction has data resources and experts and in a lot of cases, very high powered individuals spending a lot of time on these issues, where if we can build out a more efficient process to get the data from the client, knowing what it is that reinsurers are going to need to do their jobs more efficiently, and what Guy Carpenter and other brokers are going to need to do their jobs more efficiently, then the entire process speeds up. And you allow for people who are really experts in the business not to just spend a lot of time on data, but to actually spend a lot of time thinking about solutions and building out that relationship and figuring out what the implementation process looks like instead of the amount of time that's spent on the data.
Yeah, Lara, that's a great point, and that's a big focus of ours, is freeing up our highly skilled experts, our underwriters, our actuaries, our data scientists, taking some of this mundane, manual data entry and manipulation out of their hands and giving them the time to think about and engage with the broker and the client on what they're trying to accomplish, what their issues are. And if we can do that, I think that's a much better customer experience.
Yeah, and I know we've put a lot of time into the foundational pieces of a digital effort. We know our competitors are doing the same thing. We know so many reinsurers are thinking about this, and it may be that this process we've all gone through of being remote and thinking more about digital communication has accelerated that entire process. I think it was started before, and now maybe there's just a willingness or an acceptance to spend more time thinking truly about the ways that we can leverage these things, because we did accomplish so much once the pandemic started and lockdown happened, and everybody's thinking, how are we going to get through however amount of time this takes, where we're working in this environment. And we did, and the industry did a phenomenal job of responding. So if we can do that, what else can we do? How much faster can we move the needle maybe than we were going to previously? And, it's just there's a lot of really exciting stuff going on.
And just to maybe wrap that point up on the standards, the industry standards organizations like Accord, and the reinsurance arm of that is called Rush Lacan. There's recently been a lot of momentum behind the e-placement activity. And so the leaders of our industry, including brokers and reinsurance markets, have really gotten behind this concept of, okay, let's agree on these data standards. Let's start testing them and see if we can move forward.
Joe, what will the workplace for your organization look like in the near future?
Yeah, it's a great question. Certainly, it's going to be revolving around data. And when I think back when I first started at Munich Re, we had 100 actuaries in Princeton. And over time, many of those actuaries were cross-trained in underwriting and have become treaty underwriters or facultative underwriters. And in the past few years, we've hired many more data scientists than we have actuaries. So, I just see the evolution there of being much more data-oriented. We're developing a lot of AI-type technologies to bring better insights into the risks that our clients are facing. And, some of these risks, like cyber and climate change and all that, they may not be able to be modeled in our traditional ways, looking in the rearview mirror, so to speak. We may have to look at different data sets and be able to think differently about how we evaluate those risks. So I think it's definitely a new way of underwriting, a new way of looking at things.
Joe, I would echo those comments as well. We have definitely transitioned to a bit of a different focus in terms of taking the traditional broking role, taking the traditional actuarial and cap modeling roles, and thinking about what new technologies or different ways of thinking about data science help to supplement and enhance all of that more traditional focus on the business, still bringing that underlying expertise and knowledge, but wanting to connect with some of the other disciplines that are out there and move forward in a slightly different way. If we look at going back 10 years, the idea of building a system, it was, okay, we're going to go through this process to build out this system, and it's going to be your underwriting system or your claims and accounting processing system. And it's going to be in place for the next 10 years or 20 years or however long it is. And now when we're thinking about systems, I think the industry is thinking much more connectively. How can we build out something that gives us flexibility around evolving technologies and flexibility to connect with partners? And do it in a way that is going to benefit the industry overall. If we look at financial services, people see that as being more dynamic further ahead, perhaps, than insurance and reinsurance. Some of that goes back to the original question around data standards and a data model. When you have a common language, a common way for clients and brokers and reinsurers to share information, that really speeds up that process of how we work together in the future.
We see ourselves connecting to the broker platforms using APIs, but also to other third-party platforms and to our clients for that matter, and creating a much more transparent kind of real-time view of the risks that we're trying to face.
Lara, what technology are brokers currently using to capture submissions, and how do you see this changing in the future?
Yeah, so I know Guy Carpenter has a platform that we rolled out in 2015 as part of a web-based digital placement process. And that was a significant initiative for us. Other brokers and completely independent third-party entities have now also gone down that path, because when we think about how to make the process more efficient of connecting risk to capital, it's really hard to be more efficient if you're doing it simply by having phone calls and sending emails and nothing's being captured in a data model or in a data warehouse, in a data lake, and you're not able to really categorize and capture that information systematically. So our desire to do that was really to be able to interact with reinsurers for the client's benefit on a much more ingrained basis. You're able to really understand how those transactions are unfolding, to Joe's point, in real time. And I would say the industry is probably still pretty well at the beginning stages of really being able to leverage the benefits of all of that digitization of the process. And it really is just going to continue to evolve from where we are now and become more and more efficient and allow us to do a better job of making sure that our clients are connecting their needs to the right capital providers and reinsurance partners, leveraging that framework.
Yeah, and as Lara mentioned, when Guy Carp introduced their Guy Carp Marketplace, it made us think about, okay, you know, how do we interact with this platform? And, you know, like a lot of new technologies, the initial reaction was, well, it's not really efficient for us. It might be efficient for the broker. And so how do we change that and still make it a positive experience for the client and the broker? So, you know, we see a lot of potential, not just with connecting with Guy Carp, but whatever platforms develop, there could be a whole new, you know, digital ecosystem in the insurance reinsurance world in the coming future. So we want to be able to adapt to that and be able to connect to it and be flexible.
And Joe, I think to that point, one of the things that we really did spend some time trying to think through was and talk to reinsurers about, what are the pain points for dealing with your reinsurance broker, and is there a way that we can make it more efficient and bring you benefits as well through the application of some technology streamlining? I think a lot of the focus in the industry right now around bringing in technologies really is about how do we start to squeeze out all of the inefficiencies that exist in the process and really get down to the business of doing the business.
Joe, how can we better leverage proprietary and public data to understand client needs and the changing nature of the risk that they're facing?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a new world for us. I mean, I think historically we've looked at the data the client gave us, and we looked at our own database. But I think increasingly there are third-party vendors and other sources of public information that people are tapping into to better understand the exposure. So again, that's why, as Lara said, you have to create a foundation for being able to do that and set yourself up to be able to feed that kind of information and enrich the data that you already have, so that you're making better decisions, you're understanding your client better, and you're providing more value.
Yeah, there's an amazing amount of third-party data out there and available. There are some data sources that historically would have provided really good information that weren't digitized and were, you know, were stuck in places in manual files. And how do you really leverage that and gain access to that? More and more and more of that information is now available through different third-party data sources. And when you look at the across the entire value chain, the way an insurance company pulls together information about their risk, and then the data fields that flow from that to the reinsurance broker, and then that flows through to the reinsurer. At each step in that process, there might be different tools that each of those parties is leveraging to get a better understanding or better insights around the data, or scrubbing the data or validating the data. And that's a great step forward into better understanding the risk, but it also can introduce by itself additional inefficiencies in the process. Everybody's using maybe slightly different vendors or data providers, or reproducing something in various steps along the process. And, you know, it's a great thought that eventually we would be at a point where a lot of that original data gathering and third-party vendor validation happens once in the process, and everybody benefits from it. And you get a much cleaner sharing of risk, and you get a much more robust view of the risk because of the way this space is moving forward and more of this information is becoming accessible.
Lara, how is improved collaboration between reinsurers, brokers, and carriers helping educate and provide a full breadth of solutions for customers?
Yeah, so when we look at some of the things that people are talking to us about now and thinking about for the future evolution of the business, I think Joe alluded to it earlier. There's some big issues out there, climate change and cyber. A lot of things on the horizon that are going to test the industry and the way that we move forward. If we can better address how we quantify risk and think about risk, particularly in some of these areas that are evolving and making us look at the process differently, then that does create a better base for a conversation with clients around understanding which capital providers are interested in, you know, perhaps providing that unique cyber solution, or the way that they're thinking about climate change from the standpoint of introducing to the insurer a way that they can actually better manage that risk and share the accumulation analysis or the data on a much more real-time basis. So it actually introduces this ability to dig deeper into the risk, to understand the risk, and to also better share across that client, broker, reinsurer value chain how the evolution of that risk and the underwriting is taking place and what that risk profile looks like on a more real-time basis than the way a lot of it's addressed right now.
And I would just add to that I think, as Lara mentioned, with the big issues, you know, like climate change, you know, we realize that as many experts as we have, that we can't tackle that on our own, that we need to collaborate with companies like Guy Carpenter and with our clients to really work on these issues as an industry together. And in order to get our clients and our brokers to want to collaborate with us, they have to trust us, and they have to view us as a credible expert. And so we've really worked hard on gaining that trust. But I think, you know, we're moving forward in a lot of great ways in tackling some of these issues. And I think in the next couple of years, we will see a lot of innovative solutions to deal with these problems.
Yeah, and Joe, I just following up on that point on collaboration and these being big issues, this whole idea of implementation of technology and data standards, none of that can happen independently in a vacuum, right? Guy Carpenter can't decide this is the way that we're moving forward. So naturally, that's, you know, going to be a path that works. That's just not the way it does work, right? We need to, when we're connecting with our partners, have that will across the industry to share in a path forward to find the right data standards. If we're defining something in a way that isn't quite fitting in with others, then is there a shift, right, that we can implement that makes it easier for somebody like Munich Re to more seamlessly transact with Guy Carpenter and with Aon, right? Because that's the way we're going to build out the true efficiencies across the industry. It can't be just one entity deciding a path forward. It really is collaborative.
Joe, how do you see these types of collaborations continuing to evolve?
Yeah, John. So certainly on the digital front, we're going to have to start testing some of these standards and the technologies, and that may involve, you know, some failures or some redirections of resources along the way. We can't expect that things are just going to work perfectly as planned. So it's going to take some patience, but and some dedication to do it. But I think, you know, just for instance, the mapping of the standards back and forth between our systems and Guy Carpenter systems. I mean, it's a lot of work initially, but ultimately, once it's done, it will create a lot of efficiencies. And then I think on the other front, as far as the big issues, you know, I could see us and along with Guy Carpenter collaborating more with like state and local governments on these public private partnership type concepts, because in order to address like community issues, like the lack of folks buying coverage for certain exposures, we're going to have to really talk to the people on the ground and the local officials about what the challenges are and what people are willing to do. So I think you'll see a lot more of that, of those type of discussions in the future.
That was Joe Stuhl, Executive Vice President, Broker Executive for Munich Re, and Lara Mowry, Global Head of Distribution for Guy Carpenter. And I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.